Dobré odpoledne, dámy a pánové, vítám vás na tiskové konferenci v Černínském paláci po jednání prvního místopředsedy vlády a ministra zahraničních věcí pana Karla Schwarzenberga s jeho jordánským protěžkem, ministrem zahraničních věcí Násirem Judem. Prosím o úvodní slovo pana ministra.
Popravdě řečeno, máme málo kterými zeměmi tak dobrý vztah jako s Jordánskem. Z různých důvodů v dějinách a taky z důvodu osobního přátelství se něco vybudovalo, což je, doufám, pro jordánskou stranu prospěšně, pro nás velice zajímavé. My se setkáváme na nejrůznějších místech ve Spojených národech, v Londýně nebo kdekoliv. Vždycky na nějaké konferenci v Ženevě na sebe narazíme. A vždy jsme se velice dobře rozuměli. Už dávno, než jsme oba byli ministři zahraničí, tak jsme si velice dobře rozuměli. A teď ovšem vzhledem velice zajímavým vývoji, který se děje v tom velkém půlměsíci severní Afriky až do Sýrie, kde se tento většinově muslimský arabský svět dal opravdu do velkého pohybu. Pan ministr právem říká, že to není arabské jaro, nýbrž, že to arabské probuzení. Poněvadž jaro zase odchází, přijde léto a potom podzim. Zatím teď se tyto národy opravdu probudily v úplně nové etapě ve svých dějin. A samozřejmě to je na jedné straně velké potěšení to sledovat, jak lidi se ujeli, mají vlastní zájmu, jak se všichni stají opravdu věci veřejné. Samozřejmě jako při každých revolucích, my jsme to zjistili při revolučních hnutích v Evropě taky, to může jít taky úplně vedle a vést to ještě většího neštěstí, než bylo předtím. A proto jsme měli tady spoustu diskusí o možných vývojích a tak dále. Co je ovšem zajímavé je, že zpřátelené Jordánsko v tom celém byl takový ostrov klidu, neboť již král Husejn, tak jeho syn, teďkrát Abdullah II, začínali vždy včas s reformami a dneska je to sice malá země, ale asi mezi arabskými zeměmi, která nejvíc vyrovnané příjmy mezi těmi nahoře a těmi dolemi, netrpí těmi ohromnými rozdíly jako ostatní arabské země a zaváděla vždy včas reformy. Také letos zahájil král Abdullah postupně soustavné kroky, ale nepřehání, je to prostě konsekventní práce na dalším vývoji této země. A to víte, vidíte, když jedete do Jordánska, kolik se to podařilo. Já tu zemi znám teď už několik desetiletí. A ten vývoj je úžasný a to, když člověk zohlední, že na rozdíl od státu kolem Golfu, kolem Perského arabského zálivu, nemají vlastní ropní zdroje. Když si to museli sami vydělat, je opravdu úžasný úspěch. Tak to je jenom krátce, proč je pro nás za Jordánsko tak zajímavé. Máme opravdu báječný vztah. A teď bych rád přenechal hostu slovo.
Thank you very much, dear friend, distinguished Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg, and thank you for hosting me here in Prague, in this beautiful city, in this beautiful country. And I will echo what you said, sir, about the special relationship that exists between Jordan and the Czech Republic, and the special friendship between the two countries, especially the friendship that you personally have with so many Jordanians. I know that Jordan is very close to your heart, and I would like to assure you that many Jordanians have a lot of affection for you personally and for the Czech Republic. And I build on the extremely successful visit by His Majesty King Abdullah II to Prague back in 2009. I had the pleasure and privilege of accompanying His Majesty in that visit, and also the contacts that His Majesty keeps regularly with the President and with the Czech leadership. So I am here today to have a general, overarching, comprehensive discussion with my distinguished colleague. I would like, through you, sir, and through all of you, to extend Jordan's and His Majesty's sincere condolences for the passing of one of the most eminent personalities of our world in contemporary times, the late President Václav Havel, and to say that we had a lot of affection and respect, as did so many millions around the world, for the late President. I enjoyed our discussion today, and I feel that there was, as usual, the frankness and the candor between friends. We discussed the Syrian situation, and I think both of us were in the Friends of the Syrian People's Conference in Tunisia recently, and we're a country that neighbors Syria. Jordan is a neighbor of Syria, and we have been watching with much concern and deep anguish the continuing bloodshed and the continuing violence and the instability on our northern borders. You know, historically and traditionally, there are cultural and social and economic relations between Jordan and Syria, and I think that this pain is shared by many Jordanians to see what's happening in Syria and the continued killings. We are working very much within the Arab League in an Arab context, within an Arab consensus, to keep this solution in the Arab House, in the Arab League. And I think we've had successive Arab League resolutions that went into great detail to suggest how to end this ongoing crisis in Syria, from a call to an immediate end of violence by all, to extending assistance to humanitarian relief missions, to allowing independent monitors to go into Syria. And we actually took part in a mission of Arab observers that went in, and also to have a dialogue between the government and the opposition groups, wherever they are, whoever they are. We suggested in the context of the Arab League at first, but now we have a mission by the former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who made his first visit to Damascus a couple of days ago, and he is mandated by the United Nations and the Arab League. And I think that we are very much for the success of his mission. We want to have a political solution to the crisis so that we can avert further bloodshed and avert foreign military intervention, which I think will further destabilize an already unstable environment. So we will maintain close contact and coordination on that. We also discussed the peace process and the Jordanian effort in this regard, particularly at the beginning of this year when we had five sessions of exploratory talks between the Palestinians and the Israelis. I explained to the distinguished foreign minister, who knows the file extremely well and followed it for many years, that Jordan is not just an observer or a mediator. Jordan is a stakeholder when it comes to peace between Palestinians and Israelis and the overall context of peace between the Arabs and the Israelis. When we discussed the five final status issues, Jerusalem, refugees, water, borders, security, they are all issues that involve Jordan's national security and Jordan's national interest. And therefore, it is our higher national interest to see an independent, viable, contiguous Palestinian state and a secure Israel that live together in peace and harmony in the context of stability and prosperity in the entire region. We discussed our bilateral relations in all their aspects. We're hoping that there would be official visits very soon between our two countries, and we decided to have political consultations at the level of political directors and also at the level of foreign ministers, and we will be putting pen to paper and hopefully formalizing that soon. But I also want to say that I had a great experience of talking to your regional ambassadors today here at the Foreign Ministry at this beautiful palace, where all the ambassadors of the region and some others from beyond the region, and had an interactive, open, frank discussion on some of these challenges that we face. As the foreign minister mentioned, I briefed him fully on the irreversible political, social, and economic reform program that is led by His Majesty King Abdullah II. We discussed the overall context of the Arab awakening, but I briefed the foreign minister on His Majesty the King being ahead of the curve and leading the reform process, and where our way in Jordan is the way of dialogue and openness and freedom of expression. That is, as you rightly point out, sir, not divorced from our serious economic hardship, particularly since we're a country that imports 96% of our energy. So the rise of oil prices last year and the continuous interruption of the Egyptian gas supplies have really added the burden on our budget and on our deficit, and we are continuing to work with our friends in the region and beyond to try and alleviate this. But I think we have set an example led by His Majesty the King, and through the constitutional amendments that we had last year, 42 articles of the Constitution were amended or annulled, and many pieces of legislation are now with Parliament in order for us to continue on the roadmap that is, again, irreversible. I'm honored, pleased, and extremely proud to be here with you today, sir. May the friendship between our two countries last forever. Thank you.
Prosím, vaše dotazy. Janíček AP could afternoon. If I can ask the Jordanian foreign minister just two brief questions. The Obama administration recently told the Palestinians to keep quiet and be patient until the U.S. presidential election is over, that it's not to expect any U.S. involvement until November. That's the first thing. And second thing, what's your view on arming the Free Syrian Army? Thank you.
First of all, on your first question, I just came, I mean, this is this has been a hectic 10 days for me, where I traveled to Europe and also to Washington and Moscow. And Ramallah. I'm here after consultation with many colleagues and with the Secretary of State in Washington. I had an extremely productive discussion, as always, and the engagement and the commitment that I felt from the United States is unwavering on the need to have serious negotiations according to the quartet timeline. I think there was a quartet consultation yesterday in New York on the 12th, there will be hopefully another round of the quartet meeting sometime in April. And the U.S. is of course an integral part of the quartet. So the commitment is there, and the support is there, and the appreciation that we felt from our American friends for our role in trying to bring the Palestinians and the Israelis together in Amman in January, and the engagement that we find still on the need to continue engagement is something that encourages us a great deal. So I haven't felt anything different on that front. I think on the Syrian and the question of arming, and we were hearing a lot of statements by a lot of people, and I think that it's important just to go to the spirit and the text of the Arab League resolution, particularly in the regular meeting of the Arab Foreign Ministers plenary in Cairo that took place on the 10th. I think if you read that statement, you will see exactly what the Arab position, and Jordan is part of that. So.
Děkuji. Čas na poslední otázku. Děkuji. Máme jenom dvě minuty.
Robert Miller, Reuters, question for Mr. Judah as well. The question is about whether Jordan has considered the possibility of withdrawing its diplomatic corps from Syria, as other countries have already done. Thank you.
I've been asked that question many times, and I have said in all frankness that the presence of our ambassador and embassy staff is no reflection of a political position, in as much as it is to pursue Jordanian interests. We have a long border with Syria. We have border and water issues with Syria that have been going on for many decades. We have a large Jordanian community there. We have students. We have detainees. We have prisoners. And most importantly, 62% of our imports from Europe and the Mediterranean basin come by land through Syria. So I think the presence of our diplomatic mission there, the presence of our diplomatic staff there, is to pursue national interest. Our political position is well known, and we have voiced it repeatedly over and over, time and again, and we are certainly part of the, all the statements that are coming out of the Arab League. I was on an Arab satellite station recently, and they asked me the same question, and I said, the presence of the ambassador and the embassy staff and our political position do not necessarily does not necessarily mean that the two are one and the same.
Děkuji velmi, přeji příjemné odpoledne. Děkuji, že jste přišli.